So the thing about January is that every single year, people like to set the tone for the year. Like, here's some goals for you. Here are the top this, the top that. So I look at a lot of the top 10 lists and stuff like that that are relevant with brands and whatever. And one of my favorite lists they put out are the top brands on Twitter. And they do top brands on all social media. But tonight, let's talk about Twitter, okay?
Because
I think it's very interesting. If I asked you who you think the top five companies or followed or like important Twitterers are, who would you think they are? Top five.
Followed on Twitter, I would have to say Wendy's in the top five.
Who's following Wendy's on Twitter? Why is that important to follow?
Because Wendy's roast people. So if you say something about them, they'll roast you back. They have somebody working their social media.
I know they have that. They're sort of known for their really funny and their really good Twitter, right. But that's not a reason. You're not getting information from them. I don't really need to follow Wendy's. They're not giving me a sense of how the world is going.
But I don't see the reason at all to follow a brand on Twitter.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a couple of brands and you will see exactly what I mean.
Okay.
The number five most followed brand on Twitter is the New York Times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because of news.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. 48.7 million followers because it's the New York Times. They have breaking news of all flavors, like not just breaking news in politics. Anybody dies, anything going on in pop culture, anybody breaks up. You know, they have editors who handle all that stuff, entertainment, arts, whatever. They handle all of it.
They actually have a staff. They are, you know, the one news source that everybody looks to.
That's right. Number four is CNN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course. Same reason, CNN. Mm-hmm. But the problem with CNN is CNN just has, it's mostly important news, political news, which is good, which is why they're the number four most followed brand with 51.8 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, better than them, number three on the list is CNN Breaking News, which is what I follow because all they have is the breaking news story. They don't get to, there's not a deep dive into it. It's just the important stuff going on right now that you need to know. And they have 60.1 million followers.
You would think that they would put those two together into one and just be CNN.
The problem is the reason why I follow CNN Breaking News and not CNN. CNN Breaking News is exactly what I said. It's breaking news. What's happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
CNN does like deep dives into their own stories, and I just don't care about all that stuff. You know, I don't need to know like the in depth. If something political happens, they don't just tell you the story. They tell you about each person involved and what their history is and what happened and what they wore.
And
I don't care that much. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, interestingly enough, the number two most followed brand on Twitter is YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, 72 million followers. Why do you think that is? I'll tell you why I think, but what do you think?
I would have no idea. I don't know why you would go to Twitter to find out about YouTube.
Isn't that interesting? I think it's because, you know, with YouTube, you go specifically like, you know, how do I repair a toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing, you know, and you're looking for something specific or, you know, what's the new mascara and how do I use it? How do I make my lipstick last longer? YouTube on Twitter is different. They're more current. So they have like the biggest YouTube stories of the day. So they're almost their own Google search,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a way. So it's all the stuff that would be on everyone's splash page. You know, if I go to my YouTube page, it'll tell me like, you know, the last 10 things Kim Kardashian said. But YouTube's Twitter profile is a little more random and has a lot of stuff that we should all know at all times.
Well, mine just shows Bon Jovi videos.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's important for you. And they have 72 million followers.
Wow.
I'm going to let you guess who the number one brand is on Twitter. I'll tell you they have 79 million followers.
TMZ.
You would think. That's what I would have guessed.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, it is not a news organization.
Apple.
That would make sense.
Pornhub.
Pornhub would make sense too, but strangely enough, people just go right to Pornhub.
Oh. I have no clue.
It's a celebrity that's also a brand.
Kardashian.
And it's not a Kardashian. It's not Oprah.
Ariana Grande.
It's the Ellen Show.
The Ellen Show? Why?
The Ellen Show is the number one brand on Twitter with 79 million followers, which I found really interesting, especially after all of her latest scandals, you know? But I think, okay, so when you
that
go to
probably the, you, helped her with the Twitter followers.
People yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe
what,
it did.
What they say next.
So here's why I think she's the most followed, because she doesn't just have the Ellen Show. She does Game of Games, and she's always like first on all kinds of, I don't know, like a charity thing or celebrity thing. She has exclusive stuff where she'll talk directly to a celebrity just as news is breaking, you know, kind of thing. So I think, yeah, I mean, she also does news. Like the officer who was the big hero last Wednesday on the Capitol, she had a whole thing about him. So she posted that video. She's got really good social media. And then she'll have like breaking stuff, stuff that she, exclusive stuff and interviews that she will do on her show that she'll put on her Twitter page before it even airs on her own show.
You got to know she has a whole staff of probably 20 people just for that one feed.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question.
It's a but, whole okay. job in itself.
And then she has exclusive stuff like she'll have just like her and Portia doing stuff at home and she'll post that, you know, and that'll get like 5,000 likes or something. You know, she's it's a really interesting page because there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a lot.
Let's say you have 76 million followers and you only have 5,000 likes. I don't think that's good. I think you look at that as a failure.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. but you know
did
what?
Did we get a million follows or a million likes at least on that? No. Ah, dang it.
Yeah, but you know what? I follow The Ellen Show. And I have never, ever liked one of her tweets ever. I don't like celebrities' tweets. I just look at them and I think, oh, that's cute or that's funny or what. Look at that dog. She has a dog video up there. She has, you know, celebrities. She's a whole wide variety of stuff. If news is breaking in pop culture, she has it up there first. So I just go there to be like, hey, what's going on in the world? And I look, but I don't like her tweets. There's no reason to. It's news. It's information. Who would like it? Why would you like it?
I know, but you know that whole world is all based on likes and retweets. That's everything. So there's got to be, there's meetings every single day about likes and retweets. I guarantee it.
Yeah, she usually gets about between 6 and 12,000.
That's crazy.
Likes or retweets. It's not a lot. It's not a lot. Not a lot.